This is a CKTZ News Update. October 15th is Municipal Election Day in British Columbia. Area C of the Strathcona Regional District covers the Discovery Islands and mainland inlets, including Quadra and Reed Islands near Campbell River. Current Director Jim Abram has represented the area for several years, but is stepping down for health reasons. Candidate Mark Dahl is campaigning to fill the role. He and his family left city life in 2017 and moved to Quadra Island, where they now have a 40-acre mixed farm based on sustainable principles. He says he's been involved in civic life for many years as a volunteer on various boards and in community organizations.
Politics is something actually that's not new to either myself or my wife. We come from a long time involvement in both on the political end, in political campaigns, and working with politicians, and as well on a community building, community organizing end of things. Whereas I come from I put those jobs into service and application through a variety of positions, from the president of a community association serving 20,000 people, through to time as an executive on an association, to working with, I've been sitting in positions on about 10 or 12 different boards in my life. So that's not new. Actually, both my wife and I have, at different times in our lives, much younger, presented ourselves on a ballot before. And so none of this is really new to us. It's something that when we transitioned out of our urban lifestyle and took on a rural one, that we put on the back burner. And I didn't actually think I was going to get back involved in things from a structural political end. But the more people that kind of ask you to do something, the more you think about it. And once you get your brain involved in a project, it's amazing what it goes. And I saw a need for the experience that I had and decided that this was the time that it needed to be brought forward.
What do you see as the most important issues facing Quadra Islanders and those in electoral area C of the SRD? I noticed that your sort of tagline with your campaign is empower community.
Yeah, there's kind of two different ways of approaching that question. So in terms of the daily, what we're hearing on the campaign trail, there's a whole litany of issues that are getting worse almost by the day, with the incredible change that we've seen with housing prices and how housing in itself on this island has. That's where people are probably most directly feeling the pain, where people, we have so many good friends, people highly engaged in this community who have been renters, are losing their homes and are unable to find new places to live in Quadra. And other areas like Reed Island is suffering the same fate. And we're finding people that want to be here can no longer be here. People who are engaged and part of this community are being blocked from finding housing. And that's a crisis that I think is affecting people very deeply. And it's something that we have to, as a community, come together and take a look at and start planning a really organized way to be able to tackle that challenge. That's one of the challenges that we're hearing very strongly from people on the island. There's a whole list of other things. With climate change, we've got huge issues that are coming out of that. Food security is one of them. We understand more and more that the California Valley runs out of water. We are looking at being at the end of the supply chain. We've got about 10 years to figure our food supply out. And the only way we're going to be able to do it is if we come together and work together. The other overarching part to all the different issues is this idea that I'm bringing forward through this campaign of empowering the community. And what that means is currently we have amazing people all throughout Area C, and have them on Cortez as well. They're doing incredible things through their volunteer work, and they're doing it often in isolation, in silos of people that are tackling one particular issue. And the more you talk to these groups that have accomplished so much, the more you find out the difficulties that they have, the volunteer burnout, their inability to find grants. Well, even in one conversation I had at the farmer's market here on Saturday, one group had access to $50,000 of grant money but didn't have the capacity to even think about applying for it. And in the discussion, you can find ways of partnering with other groups that may have that capacity and hooking people together. So all of this underlines a major problem that we have is that we organized as a community. We are, by every definition, in Quadra Island and Reed Island and different outer islands, they're communities, they're places that people are a part of. When you ask somebody from Quadra, where are you from? They're not going to say Area C. They're going to say, I'm from Quadra. When you ask somebody from Reed Island, where are you from? They're definitely not going to say Quadra. They're going to say Reed Island. These are fully functioning communities. And in the case of Reed Island, they're actually a little bit further ahead than, say, Quadra in terms of organizing themselves as a community through their organization called SMACA, the Surgeon Arrows Community Association. Whereas Quadra doesn't have that overall umbrella organization that brings people together and allows us to plan for the future, that allows us to find our community voice to be able to represent and have those discussions that this community needs to have to be able to plan for its future. And that's what I've worked on, creating those type of organizations in the past, and that's what I'd like to bring to Quadra. And in the cases of, say, Reed, is to help empower them to keep their association as amazing as it already is and get even better. So that's what, in broad strokes, what I mean and what that campaign, what our website is, empowercommunity.ca, that's what we're trying to represent.
Now, are there any other candidates that you're aware of vying for the Area C directorship?
Yeah, as we know, Jim has decided for health reasons to take some time to get himself better and step back from the position, and there is one other candidate who has come forward as well.
Okay, do you mind sharing with me who that is?
So that other candidate is Robin Mulaney.
Just a final question, Mark. With the scrutiny that all public figures are under these days, and certainly it sounds like you know what you're getting into, having worked in the political sphere before, volunteering and supporting other candidates in different campaigns, are you a glutton for punishment, or how do you prepare for that kind of a scrutiny?
You can't. It's something that my wife and I sat down and we talked long and hard about this, knowing that political discourse has maybe not gone in the best directions. Attacking personality, attacking character, spreading rumors is something that happens at all levels of politics, but I think even possibly more on small local communities like ours. So our campaign that we put forward, all of our volunteers have to sign, to participate in our campaign, have to sign what we call the positive campaign pledge. So they have to agree to only sticking to the issues, to never use anything unfactual, anything attacking the character of any other candidates in this. So that's been our way of tackling this and trying to set the tone that we need to do better in that. But you're right. It is something that is very worrisome. We've seen it in recent times, even at the SRD level, how they've dealt with Jim and his expenses was not done in an appropriate way. And we definitely, actually, looking at how Cortez's director was treated by the SRD and how Jim is being treated, it really gave us pause. We just about said, maybe this isn't what we want to do right now. Then we thought about why we're here, and that is, and the challenges that are coming forward, and we really felt that the experience that myself and actually, my wife as a support, is her profession before was a community development officer. So we have together the skills and the experience that we really do think this area needs. And so we decided that our skin was still fairly thick and we're going to have to increase the ability to take some of what you're mentioning. And that's going to come with the job. We do have fairly thick skins, but they're definitely going to have to get thicker. But I think it's just so important that we start some of these conversations that Quadra and Area C needs to have to be able to take on the challenges of the future.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.